Channel Film.
Deputy Doris Conne, part one, or a part. Part one as well. Crew, go, or part two, or a part, your group, your part three, actually. I'm going to be part one.
What are we?
Siri and I are part one.
Okay.
You're two and you're three over here.
You and I are part one.
Yeah. Okay, Debbie. What's that?
Debbie.
I'm going to use you on my paper too.
Go through Ireland, you have to read all the yellow paper.
Are there people coming out?
Yeah.
Where's that?
I said on the other side.
They're coming up the block. That's you, that's cool.
Very good, then. Okay, we're ready to start, we are going down the valley.
Here they are.
We're ready to start on this thing. Okay, let's go.
We are going down valley one by one, with our faces toward the setting of the sun. Down the valley where the mournful cypress grows, resting of death and silence on the floors. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going toward the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the valley one by one. We are going down the valley one by one. Of this weary day are done. One by one the cares of earth forever pass. We shall stand upon the river bank at last. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the valley with us all. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the valley one by one. We are going down the valley one by one. You may come as you bring idle, there have none. For the gentle hand shall guide us lest we fall. He is going down the valley with us all. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the valley one by one. We are going down the valley one by one. Yet before the shadows will become the dawn, when with rapture we shall gather in the sky, we shall only change what some will never die. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the setting of the sun. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going down the valley one by one. We are going down the valley one by one, with our faces toward the setting of the sun. Down the valley where the mournful cypress grows, where the stream of death and silence onward flows. We are going down the valley, going down
It's Wednesday night. By now, it's hard for me to remember what day it is or even care.
Only we do care what day it is.
We are very much of a community with our own pulse.
My friends, it's good to be with you. How can I not have come?
To be together here now is more delicious than the best Star Island lime.
Well, we'd like to do a round with you. Hi, ho, nobody home. I think most of you know it. Try not to all come in together. Come in wherever you want. What we'll do, we'll sing it once through all together, and then you come off and do the three parts. And it may take a minute here to get the right note to start with, so.
I hope so. Nobody home.
Memories. I find it in the arts, music, poetry, drama, literature, visual arts. It is that which makes an experience haunting. It is one of the common dimensions of dreams. I hear it in William Blake's poetry. I see it in paintings by Hieronymus Bosch and Dali. It is a concatenation of events, of images, that evokes a sense of unseen powers moving phantom-like within us. It was really, and the slithy toads did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgave. It is as if some timeless beast cried out, and its brother answered back from deep within us. Within us? Can there be such awesome power within us? The experience I am trying to define is strongly associated with death and all its trappings. Ghouls, fiends, werewolves, and ghosts. Surely there are ghosts. In each human there are the ghosts of the human race, of millions of generations of life and fear, love, and death. The ghost of everyone we ever knew lives in our memories, waiting to be calm. It is part of art, part of dreams, haunting, awesome, ghoulish, and what else? Religious? No, not quite. More like sacred, holy. The mystic's experience, the trance, the shakers. The rituals of worship, especially the ancient ones, are bubbling with this raw stuff. Stuff that can speak to us in magical ways. Pictures of Stonehenge are powerful. Imagine how it felt to serve as a priest in Neptune. Perhaps it is not too difficult to explain. Perhaps it is some neural phenomenon in the right hemisphere of our brain. A patterned stimulus creates a patterned response. A response we perceive as mystery or wonder or... I still don't have a name. But it does not matter that we can explain it. It does matter that we can feel it, that we can sense it as confirming our essence, our nature, that we can feel it flowing between us and others. I have had such experiences here, in this building, especially here. Wherever people are together to make life more worth living for one another, seek the best and the strongest that is in them. They stand on holy ground. Surely, we are in a holy place. Listen. Perhaps the forces will speak to you. Or from you. First and second graders in a class wrote about monsters.
How to make a monster?
You give him big feet. You put fangs in him. You put a heart in him.
Oh, no, no. Monsters don't need hearts.
Bats for ears.
Vampire blood. Vampire ink to wear.
He needs a head.
A brain. Someone must make it.
He needs hands.
He needs fingers.
He needs eyes.
He needs eyeballs.
Eyeballs
from a crocodile. This monster has 12 heads.
And breathes fire out of all of them.
He is green with black stripes.
He has 18 legs.
And 3,000
teeth. So many teeth, because when he eats, his teeth go the wrong way.
His tongue is 12,000 miles.
It can reach higher than the sun.
Whenever he sticks it out, the sun burns part of it off.
He has eyes in his mouth.
So you can see here
when he eats.
Rounds for you. Zoe, you better help me on this one. Let's get started. The ghost of Khan. Most of us up here know it. You may know a different version. If you find you know the version we have, you're welcome to join us. Join us anyway, for that matter. And it may take us a minute to get going here.
Have you seen
that?
We're gonna find this.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah. No, she's right.
Have you seen the ghost of Tom? Long white bones with the skin all gone. Wouldn't it be chilly with no skin on? Have you seen the ghost of Tom? Long white bones with the skin all gone.
Betty Moody,
Don't pry your way into my island, Peter.
I refuse to visit your cold cave. You are an uninvited guest.
I like to go out to the rocks, way behind the barn. Only me and the kids. Nobody else. Just us. And one dumb-looking seagull, who every so often throws back his head and gargles a cappella. Stretched out on hot rocks, sea, wind, muffle out all else. Let us soak up solitude and long thoughts. Betty, what was it like? By little Joshua shrieking, "Indians!" Pointing to the other end of Star. No place to hide. Can't get to the fort. Grabbing up Sarah, hollering to the others, hoping they didn't spot the five of us scrambling bodies, barefoot, sharp rocks. Anna Mae stumbles, "Wait, Mommy!" Lucille can't jump across. Joshua grabs her waist, scraping her toward him. Sarah, wide-eyed, rigid in my arms, looking up. Josie pulled by me, half-running, crying for a drop dolly. Ripping against the wind, a shoe lost, Joshua gashes his knee. Down, down, the cave at last, the cave at last. Still. Just muffled pain. Can't see or hear. Trip crescendo echoing, filling the cold dark breath. Her heart thrust her against my bosom, little hands flapping like a wounded gull, fly at my face, yank my hair, the taut body pumps and rides. Hold her fast, can't let go, won't let her, can't let her cry, just hold on, she's got to stop, don't give in, sir, will you stop?
Yeah.
We are haunted, the ghosts of what we have been, perhaps the ghosts of what we are becoming, the echoes of our race, of sex, of death, and hanging on in hard times, sometimes for 10 million years. And we are the ghosts of the past, for future generations. Will the circle be unbroken?
Million hands are joined now, reaching down throughout all time. Will the circle be unbroken?
You are here.
Thank you.
sure.
I don't know. I do need to.
No, I did feel, I did feel. She was there before.
And I was bending it out of shape.
You know what my flashlight is.
This is my baby, and she's very much alive. Oh, yeah? Everybody was just praying. And it wasn't scary at all.